Tokyo, AP, U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said Friday that China will not isolate Taiwan by preventing U.S. officials from traveling there. She made the remarks in Tokyo, the final leg of an Asia tour highlighted by a visit to Taiwan that infuriated China. Pelosi, the first House Speaker to visit Taiwan in 25 years, said Wednesday in Taipei that the U.S. commitment to democracy in the self-governing island and elsewhere remains ironclad. Pelosi and five other members of Congress arrived in Tokyo late Thursday after visiting Singapore, Malaysia, Taiwan, and South Korea. China, which claims Taiwan and has threatened to annex it by force if necessary, called her visit to the island a provocation and on Thursday began military drills, including missile firing, in six zones surrounding Taiwan. This is a breaking news update. App's earlier story follows below. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida said Friday that China's military exercises aimed at Taiwan represent a grave problem that threatens regional peace and security after five ballistic missiles launched as part of the drills landed in Japan's exclusive economic zone. Kishida, speaking after breakfast with U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and her congressional delegation, said the missile launches need to be stopped immediately. China, which claims Taiwan and has threatened to annex it by force if necessary, called Pelosi's visit earlier this week to the self-ruled island a provocation and on Thursday began military exercises, including missile strike training, in six zones surrounding Taiwan, in what could be its biggest since the mid-1990s. In Taipei on Wednesday, Pelosi said the American commitment to democracy in Taiwan and elsewhere remains ironclad. She became the first House Speaker to visit the island in 25 years. Japanese Defense Minister Nobuo Kishi said five missiles landed on Thursday in Japan's exclusive economic zone off Hateruma, an island far south of Japan's main islands. He said Japan protested to China, saying the missiles threatened Japan's national security and the lives of the Japanese people, which we strongly condemn. Japanese Foreign Minister Yoshimasa Hayashi, attending a regional meeting in Cambodia, said China's actions are severely impacting peace and stability in the region and the international community, and we demand the immediate suspension of the military exercises. Japan has in recent years bolstered its defense capability and troop presence in southwestern Japan and remote islands, including Okinawa, which is about 700 kilometers, 420 miles, northeast of Taiwan. Many residents say they worry their island will be quickly embroiled in any Taiwan conflict. Okinawa is home to the majority of about 50,000 American troops based in Japan under a bilateral security pact. At the breakfast earlier Friday, Pelosi and her congressional delegation also discussed their shared security concern over China, North Korea, and Russia, and pledged their commitment to working toward peace and stability in Taiwan, Kishida said. Pelosi also was to hold talks with her Japanese counterpart, lower House Speaker Hiroyuki Hosoda. Japan and its key ally, America, have been pushing for new security and economic frameworks with other democracies in the Indo-Pacific region and Europe as a counter to China's growing influence amid rising tensions between Beijing and Taipei. Days before Pelosi's Taiwan visit, a group of senior Japanese lawmakers, including former Defense Minister Shigeru Ishiba, visited the island and discussed regional security with Taiwanese President Tsai Ing-wen. Ishiba said Japan, while working with the United States to prevent conflict in the Indo-Pacific, wants a defense agreement with Taiwan. On Thursday, the foreign ministers of the Group of Seven Industrialized Nations issued a statement saying, "There is no justification to use a visit as pretext for aggressive military activity in the Taiwan Strait." It said China's escalatory response risks increasing tensions and destabilizing the region. China cited its displeasure over the statement for the last-minute cancellation of talks between the Chinese and Japanese foreign ministers on the sidelines of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations meeting in Cambodia on Thursday. Pelosi held talks on Thursday in South Korea, also a key U.S. ally, which stayed away from the Taiwan issue, apparently to avoid upsetting China, focusing instead on North Korea's increasing nuclear threat. In recent years, South Korea has been struggling to strike a balance between the United States and China as their rivalry has deepened. The Chinese military exercises launched Thursday involve its Navy, Air Force, and other departments and are to last until Sunday. They include missile strikes on targets in the seas north and south of the island in an echo of the last major Chinese military drills in 1995 and 1996 aimed at intimidating Taiwan's leaders and voters. Taiwan has put its military on alert and staged civil defense drills, while the U.S. has numerous naval assets in the area. China also flew warplanes toward Taiwan and blocked imports of its citrus and fish. China sees the island as a breakaway province and considers visits to Taiwan by foreign officials as recognizing its sovereignty. The Biden administration and Pelosi have said the United States remains committed to the so-called One China policy, which recognizes Beijing as the government of China but allows informal relations and defense ties with Taipei. The administration discouraged but did not prevent Pelosi from visiting. Pelosi has been a longtime advocate of human rights in China. She, along with other lawmakers, visited Beijing's Tiananmen Square in 1991 to support democracy 2 years after a bloody military crackdown on protesters at the square. As leader of the House of Representatives, Pelosi's trip has heightened U.S.-China tensions more than visits by other members of Congress. The last House Speaker to visit Taiwan was Newt Gingrich in 1997. China and Taiwan, which split in 1949 after a civil war, have no official relations but multi-billion dollar business ties. Associated Press writers Hung Jin Kim in Seoul, South Korea, and Hoizong Wu in Taipei, Taiwan, contributed to this report. Mari Yamaguchi, The Associated Press.